Our conversation with the head coach, as always, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Before we take a quick visit back to Monday night, what goes on? This is sort of a new element of the schedule, like 2 days in between games, full days on the road. Is there a benefit to this other than just not playing as to having it away from home versus a couple of days off in between games at home?
Yeah, I think the biggest benefit would be just the weather, right? I mean, I think ultimately, you look at these schedules when you're on the road for long stretches, you look for, obviously, your back-to-backs, making sure you're prepared for those. And then if you ever have an extra day, you hope it's in a place that you can get outside a little bit. So that was a benefit of being here. We practiced on Tuesday on purpose because we wanted to take yesterday off with the thought that we have a back-to-back. So this is a tough stretch we're in, and we just got to figure out a way to play a little bit better for 48 minutes than we have. We've done a lot of good things that have been really encouraged by, so I'm looking forward to seeing if we can.
Including offensively on Monday night, it was lost in what it got lost in, which was not just Jamal Murray, the craziness, the nonsense at the end of the game, but when you look at it, and I understand this, sources say you watched it outside here, which is a benefit of having a couple of days off, but you saw things, even before watching it back, you saw things offensively you liked.
Well, we've had more good offensive possessions in the last five games than we might have had last year. Now, that being said, we're not doing it for 48 minutes. We revert back to taking tough ones or not fully going through what we need to exhaust our good shot possibilities. And we just need to make sure we still hammer on that. And if we can get closer to where we've been the last few days, continue to grow and build, make it closer to a 48-minute game, then I feel good about it. Defensively, I thought we weren't as good on Monday. Jamal Murray making shots had a lot to do with that. But it wasn't just Jamal Murray once he got going. It was letting him get going. We were really rolling in that first quarter, and he had 10 straight points, a couple of miscommunications and mistakes. And if you let a shooter like that who has not shot the ball well all year see the ball go in, you're likely going to give up a big night.
You mentioned getting the shots you wanted. Is that the first thing you're looking at? Is that the first thing that defines what to you is a good possession offensively?
Yeah, I just think we had way more intent to get to the rim than we've had. We have been a reasonable team with regard to really moving the ball and making extra passes and getting to the three-point line. We've been pretty good at that in the last five games. But the idea of getting to the rim was really good the other night. Now we got to couple that with getting to the free throw line, which we still only got there 12 times. But, you know, without asking our guys to be somebody they're not, which is a fine line. Each guy has his own strengths, and he has to play to them.
Suns are coming off not a great game for them against Brooklyn, but when you watch the game before against Memphis, you see what they are capable of doing. What's the first thing that jumps out at you? And I'll ask this as a leading question, only in that they're moving the ball.
Yeah,
that's pretty clear.
There's no question, and we talked a lot about it too. And I lived this. I really lived it for the first time when I was at Butler, when we were in the Horizon League, and we'd go into places and we'd just get. We always called it right the homecoming game. Right, you get everybody in the gym. It's the game that's sold out, and we're not going to get the Suns' effort that they gave on Tuesday night. They talked about it pretty publicly. You usually come back and respond a lot better than that. Plus the fact that we have a lot of young guys, and we've got guys that were chosen at the preseason to be very good. And so you know you're going to get a better shot than that. And that's just the way it goes. They played great against Memphis. I thought they played Toronto better than anybody on the West has played Toronto. It'll be quite a challenge. They're very talented. You know, when you have this many lottery picks on the court at once, they're very talented.
And a little disguised as a young team, because everyone's thinking about Ayton and Booker and not realizing very quietly, if you read the transactions over the summer, here's Ariza, here's Anderson, here's Jamal Crawford, and obviously they had Tyson Chandler until a couple of days ago. And that really helps these young guys. I like the mix.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would be curious on average age who's younger. I would say we're probably younger, but I think that obviously, like us, they want those guys in the locker room for the Aidens, for the Bookers, for guys like Josh Jackson, you know, guys like that, because anytime you have a guy like Jamal Crawford, he's going to bring out the best in the whole group. And so it's good to have guys like that. They clearly can impact them in a different way. They're all three great shooters, which allow Ayton more space to operate. So it should be, it'll be a heck of a challenge, as it always is.
That's the head coach. You, your last, I'd say, 12, 13 years of your life and your son's entire life have had a pretty good run of being around quarterbacks. You come to Boston with Tom Brady. Before that, there's Peyton Manning with the Colts. So his entire life has been either Peyton Manning or Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning was around the team.
With a really talented Andrew Luck for 2 years in between, right? Yeah.
You're not helping me segue to okay, Peyton good, Manning talking good, to the team. If you had Andrew Luck the other night, when we go to Indy, you know, if you want to do Andrew Luck and work that in, do it.
All right.
But the clear segue that I was headed for was Peyton Manning talking to the team the other day. You know, what can you share seeing a guy almost in a way out of context? In a way, from everything he said afterwards, he felt he was in context just being around game film and being in the room.
Well, I've got to know Peyton pretty well when I was at Butler, and I really appreciated how hard he worked. You know, I didn't think anybody loved the game that he played more than him, and I wasn't sure it was possible to work as hard as him. As I've said since, I think, seeing the Patriots up close and watching the Colts of the mid-2000s, there's a lot of similarities in how they prepare and how they worked and how their leaders performed. Like, you just see a lot of things that are similar. And obviously, that was a real hump for the Colts to get over when I was in Indy, was the Patriots. And it wasn't until they came back and won that AFC championship that they ultimately were able to get a Super Bowl. But Peyton, one of the things that just stood out in spending time with him was just how almost maniacal he was about preparation. And so every year when we've gone to Denver, I've said, hey, if you ever want to come by. And this year it worked out. And it was more like just, hey, I asked him a few questions. I didn't want him to have to prepare anything or talk or even ask him to talk. It was nice of him to say anything. But then I just think he just wanted to watch film. And it was fun to have him around. And, you know, I think everybody sits up on their chair a little bit different when there's a guy like that in the room because, you know, there's only so many great, great players. And wherever people land in the argument of the greatest of all time, right, he's a great one for sure, and it was fun to have him around.
Headline, Stevens does not include Luck on list of great quarterbacks. See, that's how the internet
that's
works.
That's not what I said.
When is anything on the internet anything what anyone actually said? Celtics and the Suns next from Phoenix on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.